I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. The name of the film is Like Crazy, and the music of Paul Simon's Graceland flows through it and comments on it. This wise and beautiful little tale is about two lovers falling from a state of grace. Anna is played by Felicity Jones. She's a vivacious young English woman in her senior year at a California college. She falls in love with Jacob, a tender young American who's been studying furniture design. He's played by Anton Yelchin. The outward problem in their romance is a bureaucratic tangle. After graduation, she overstays her student visa by a couple of months so they can spend the summer together. Following a quick trip home to visit her parents, Anna returns to California and gets as far as LAX. That's where immigration officers discover her visa violation, refuse her entry, and put her on the next flight back to London. At a time when illegal immigration is a hot-button topic, Anna's troubles might seem trivial. But her offense and the complicated long-distance relationship that results from it are only pretexts for a study of passionate love that turns into confusion, little lies on both sides, then bigger lies, and worst of all, self-betrayal. Like Crazy was directed by Drake Doremus, who wrote the script with Ben York Jones. But the written words aren't necessarily the ones that come out of the actors' mouths, since most of the dialogue was improvised. I didn't realize that going in. I try to know as little as possible about a given film before I see it, and this one undercut my conviction or prejudice that actors' improvisations mostly lead to spontaneous banality. Felicity Jones and Anton Yelchin are spontaneous, all right. So were Jennifer Lawrence as Jacobs's fallback girlfriend, though I do wish she'd had a more substantial role, and Alex Kingston and Oliver Muirhead as Anna's parents. But Anna and Jacob are also eloquent in their respective ways. Jones with her very English verbal fluency, Yelchin with his very American syntactic vagueness, and all the more eloquent in the silence of their expressions. Very few scripts have found such resonance in their lovers' eyes, body language, and inward gazes. At one point in their relationship, with Anna stuck in England while the American embassy reviews her case, Jacob gives her a silver bracelet engraved with one word, patience. The same advice applies to anyone going to see the movie. Like Crazy develops slowly and threatens at first to be just another movie about beautiful young people in the age of fraught relationships. It's much more than that, though. Without belaboring any issues, it speaks volumes about fear of commitment. Anna's father offers the cheerfully old-fashioned suggestion that she and Jacob solve her visa problem by getting married, about inconstancy in any age, about the dangers as well as the pleasures of impulsivity and the mystery of what, if anything, a pledge of love means. Patience pays off, at least for us. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.